In fact, I believe one of them's in his 80s. They just bring them down here and I make the niggas unload them for them. But they say they don't get that done very often, that they do it themselves. And they bring me anywhere from 800 to 1,000 posts on a truck. And the way they do it, they say they go from place to place, you know. And this farmer, this old man will have 25, maybe 50 posts and they buy them. This other next door will have 25 to 50 or 100. And they'll get them loading. Call us, somebody down here, and they call me, and they use my shop to work on their truck in case it breaks down while they're down here. Hmm. It's, I got the cards there.
What do you, in that shop, do you do work in there, or just?
No, nothing but my own. But hell, everybody in the community uses it, just like it says.
You fix your own stuff in there?
Oh, we don't send nothing to the shop.
Damn, that's right. You had a degree in ag engineering, didn't you?
No, I was in the engineers in the army, but I just I ain't got no degree and no college. I hadn't got any college work.
That's right. You told me you did some engineering work or something.
Oh yeah, in the army. Yeah, World War II. I was an engineer, and so was in Korean War.
Yeah. So I'm sure you know a hell of a lot about that stuff. Anyway.
We don't send nothing to the shop.
Do it all yourself. Huh. And you just got a little, you got that place over there. What buildings you got over there?
Well, those two. Well, you see that one shed, yonder? That's an equipment shed. Well, now it's one about half that much bigger, just below those pine trees. Well, it's right just a little on the other side of it.
Other equipment shed?
Yeah.
Be dang.
And then we rent that barn down yonder for cattle. Of course, these are my cattle here. All back in.
Yeah.
Wheelwrights.